Hi, I'm Pei, and I'm here with Meg Keneally, best-selling author, who's been part of the Literary Festival here at Abbotsley. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thanks very much. It's been great.
We'd just like to ask you a few questions, starting with, how do you find inspiration for your work?
Well, I tend to focus on historical fiction, and you find that every time that you read a journal or read a letter, then there's another story from the past that comes up at you. So that's where my inspiration comes from, but really, anything's a story if you look at it in the right way. I know many authors who write wonderfully about everyday life, for example, and make it interesting because of the way they treat their characters. So stories are all around us.
Do you find any, like, challenging parts when you're writing a book?
Yeah, there are some challenging parts. What I find particularly difficult in the early stages is getting to know the characters, and you can only really do that through writing them. So when you're writing a character who you haven't really gotten acquainted with yet, that can be a little bit challenging, making sure that when you're writing them in chapter one, they're essentially the same character as they are by the time you've hit chapter 20. You fix all that up in a second draft, of course, but that's probably the most difficult thing for me.
Okay, yep. Do you have any advice for, like, young writers?
Yeah, I think the most important thing if you're a young writer is just to do it. I have found myself that if I don't know what to write and I'm waiting for inspiration to strike, it doesn't tend to strike until you're sitting at the computer or until you're looking at the page. Once you start writing, even if you think what you're writing is quite ordinary or not very good, that's when the cogs in the mind start turning and starts throwing out all sorts of interesting ideas and all sorts of interesting plot wrinkles and so on. So you really have to be writing for inspiration to strike you rather than waiting for inspiration to strike before you start writing.
Okay. And can you give us a quick rundown on an average day of being, like, a really successful author?
Oh, I don't know about successful, but I've still got other jobs as well. So as well as doing my other jobs, I get those out of the way. I get the kids to school and then I write for 5 hours. And I try to do it in 1 hour blocks and then a 5 minute break in between. I find that I have to keep to a certain amount of discipline. Otherwise, it's really easy to procrastinate if I don't keep myself to the schedule I've set for myself at the beginning of the day. And then after that's done, you know, jump back into everyday life.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.